Round one of the NCAA men's basketball tournament is history for 2013. Michigan State and U of M both logging victories yesterday in the Free Press's Joe Rexroad is here to look ahead and look back a little bit. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Real good. Before we look ahead to Memphis, let's analyze yesterday's win over Valparaiso. The Spartans dominated. What was your takeaway?
Yeah, they really did. The final score, very deceiving. You know, the 27-point game in the second half, probably the best game Derek Nix has ever had, although at times it looked like he was a big kid playing with little kids out there. Probably get tougher for him moving forward. But he played very well. Keith Appling played very well. One concern is, you know, Keith Appling has a little tendonitis in his left knee, and he was limping around a little bit. So that's something to watch, especially because he has a very tough defensive assignment on Saturday.
Is the caliber of performance that we saw yesterday from Michigan State mandatory for MSU to win against Memphis on Saturday?
Yeah, I would say so. The caliber of performance in the middle, you know, 20 minutes or so, that really some of the best basketball Michigan State has played this year. And I mean, you know, I guess I hesitate a little bit on that just because of the level of competition, but I really do believe that was just very crisp on offense and very good communication on defense. It's going to, I mean, Memphis is every bit Michigan State's athletic equal. I mean, across the board, athletes, talent, you know, powerful, and, you know, so it's a totally different kind of challenge here. And Michigan State really has to play mistake-free.
How does the Memphis style of play into or challenge the Spartans here on Saturday?
Well, you know, Memphis likes to play fast, and really I think Michigan State does too. I think the big thing that will be a challenge is Joe Jackson, their point guard, is very quick. And this year, Michigan State has really struggled in certain matchups when Keith Appling has had trouble keeping the other point guard in front of him. Miami, Shane Larkin, Indiana twice with Yogi Ferrell. He actually did a really good job against Trey Burke twice. But, you know, this is another guy who's really, really quick, can get into the lane. And so I think that's the big key, is that once that happens and your defense has to help and break down, now you're helping off shooters and they're getting wide open shots in the corners. So that's where it all starts. And if he can keep him out of lane, that's a big key. And then, I mean, inside there are just going to be some brawls in this game. Not literally, I hope. But you know, you look at Memphis's big men, Adonis Jordan against Adrian Payne, then Tariq Black against Derek Nix. I mean, we're talking about some big, strong guys going at it, and that's really just going to be who wins some of those battles.
Did you get any read from Tom Izzo regarding the Memphis matchup? What did he have to say about it?
Well, unfortunately, you know, Michigan State played first yesterday, and so they were already out of the building at halftime of that game. So very little, you know, a couple of the players talked, you know, there were some questions asked about Memphis guessing they'd win, and, you know, yeah, they're very athletic, but yeah, not much. So that's today. We'll be over there in a little bit and talk to both teams and get all that.
The Free Press's Joe Rexroad on Memphis and what lay ahead for the Michigan State Spartans. Thanks, Joe. Great to talk to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.